The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Our first reading today comes from the book of Daniel, and it's an apocalyptic text, just like the book of Revelation. There's many symbols and images for us to mull over, but one pair of symbols and imagery that particularly stand out are the holy ones of God coming into their kingship. This is an analogy for the saints and for heaven. Have you ever wondered what heaven looks like? Our faith tells us that we will find everything appears new and young in heaven. The old universe will seem to have vanished like a scroll that is rolled up. And when Christ returns at his second coming, those in heaven will be reunited with their transfigured bodies. And yet heaven will not be a complete surprise to us. After all, this comes from the deepest longing of our hearts is to be in heaven. Interestingly enough, this happiness that we experience with God in heaven will not overcome personal relationships. There in heaven will be found all authentic human love. While you won't be married anymore, the love between spouses will still exist. The love between parents and their children, our friendships, our family relations, or in my case, old army buddies, love will still be in heaven, but in a more purified, more majestic way. You know, as the years go by, we find that more and more of our loved ones are now on the other side of this great chasm. For some of us, this knowledge might be a source of fear, but it can also be a cause for joy. This joy is only possible if we believe that death is the door through which we enter into our eternal rest, into the next life, into our true home, that it leads to our definitive homeland, which is inhabited by all those who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith. Our common homeland is not a forbidding tomb, but is the bosom of the Lord. While we're here on earth, we find it quite difficult to imagine what heaven will actually be like. Will there be a great lake of beer like some of the saints suggest? I personally hope so, but or will it be bright lights all the time? We don't know. Realistically, we don't know. The Old Testament, though, compares our condition in heaven to that of the promised land. They shall not hunger or thirst. Neither scorching wind nor sun shall smite them, for he who has pity on them will lead them by streams of water, and he will guide them. My brothers and sisters, Jesus frequently spoke of the incredible happiness that lies in store for us if we are faithful. So let us take to heart the gospel today and be vigilant at all times, and pray that we have the strength to stand before the Son of Man when he comes.